The crazy thing is, I think far too often we glorify these public humiliating like moments.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. And with me, as always, I got my boy Matt. What you got to say to the people, bro?
You know what it is, man. The same thing, but my word of the day, man. Listen, do you and everybody is not meant to go with you. All right, that's mine for the day. Listen, you got dreams and aspirations, man. Go for it, and don't let nobody hold you back. Don't tell nobody. Just do your shit, because motherfuckers are gonna try to hold you back. Some people are just not meant to go. It's my word.
Big fact. Hey, so we are now rounding off the 4th of July weekend. So I got to spend a little bit of time with the kids and the wife at the beach. We had a good time. Saw some fireworks, just kind of chilled out a little bit. But coming from where we're from, right? I know every year when they do the fireworks, I'm so used to, it gets shot up every year. And it's just one of them things that I kind of got used to. So I try to avoid fireworks for the most part. But I just wanted to ask you, like, what is some things that y'all used to do on the 4th of July? Or like, what'd you do on this 4th of July?
Well, I mean, I gave a 4th of July up, man. Really, it ain't nothing to do around here anyways, right? I could have went down little areas around here and go check it out, but I don't, right? Just because the same thing you was just saying, cats like to pull their guns out and imitate fireworks, right? So just try to stay away from it. But no, I went down to Florida, man. I just came back, still driving. Like, listen, I ain't been sleeping 2 days, but no, nah, I mean, that's all I did, man. Just enjoy some family party. Went and enjoyed it, came back. Not driving ever again over, and nothing over 4 hours. But nah, that's all I have, man.
Got you. I was gonna say, so it sounded like you had a pretty peaceful fourth. I had a pretty peaceful fourth, but I want to show a quick video of somebody that didn't have a peaceful 4th of July.
Let's go.
So if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's in Ohio. That's pretty much basic Midwest fireworks in the inner city. So, I mean, just in case anybody wanted to see what it looked like, once the shooting starts, everybody just start running. And they start to
Well,
realize them pops ain't the same.
yeah, let me take that back though. Like, so 4th of July time frame was about mischievous stuff, man. What we used to do is get them M80s, take them to the old payphone, dating myself, right? Put them M80s in the payphone. Well, you're gonna get some change. They're gonna be black. Some will be dented, right? But you got some bread. That's what we used to do. It's just a city thing, I guess. I don't know. That's what we did, man. Blow up pay phones and shit with M80s.
Now, I ain't gonna hold you. So, and I would play the video, but we would have to like blank it out. So, M80s, I seen a video with your boy 4Xtra blowing his hand up with some M80s. As a kid, I just remember just M80s being tossed around a bunch and it just being a real loud sound. Just any, well, M80s. And then we also had the quarter sticks of dynamite too, where you're just throwing them around the hood and just set the whole block off. I mean, hey, fireworks is dangerous, bro. I think that people kind of forget that. You just think you're just gonna light the fireworks real quick and it's just gonna be a quick little exchange, but they will fuck you up.
Yeah, so I learned young. I would never hold a damn M80 in my goddamn hand. I had one of them, the one that come in the pack. and you can unravel them, right? And you make them into the single one. They're like this big, like that small.
Yep.
Lit one time, man. That shit popped in my finger. I said, never fucking again will I ever hold a damn firework in my hand. And I don't really fuck with them, being honest with you. That shit's dangerous. I don't want nothing to do with no damn fireworks. Call me a bitch all you want. I ain't fucking no fireworks.
Now, so growing up, back in the day, my aunt, my uncle, so Michigan is one of those states where you can't have, like, when you have fireworks, they can't be the fireworks that shoot up in the air. They're supposed to be the stuff that shoot on the ground. You can have the little fountains that kind of like post up and, they kind of just shoot a little glitter and shit like that. But they used to go down to Ohio, buy a bunch of fireworks and bring them up to Michigan. So I was very, we were very hands-on when it came to came to fireworks and stuff like that. So they didn't really scare me. I was desensitized to them. They are dangerous. And when you see people doing stupid shit with fireworks, I just kind of look at them and I'm like, yeah, you getting what you're asking for pretty much.
Shit, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can just see from celebrities, right? We know two that blew their goddamn hand off, right?
Yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Peter Paul, one-handed. Now you have this four extra. Now this motherfucker need extra fingers. Hey, that man fucked up. But anyways, I mean, he can't be bullying nobody no more. You know what I mean? The way he fucking treated 607 Uncle on the joint, bro. Or whatever the fuck that nigga numbers are, but he punked the fuck out of me.
Like,
I
fuck
mean,
all that. Aaron, he can't beat Aaron the Plumber with one hand, bro.
you said he can beat Aaron Plummer
He
one.
can't. He cannot beat Aaron the Plumber with one hand.
I don't know, man. Just from his background and shit that they were saying, still might be a fight, man. Listen, that's just a nub. He don't need to grab him. You know what I mean? They ain't wrestling. See what I mean? So you never know. I'm
Aaron the
so.
Plumber is a low-key athlete. I don't know if you've seen the videos of him training. Of course, you can't really take just the training videos and think that somebody could fight. But the dude is low-key an athlete. I don't know what 4X would be doing on his off time, but if I was a betting man, I would put all my money on Aaron the Plumber.
But extra is like 6'5", man, like 200 and fucking like 30, I'll say 245 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Not six, I would say like 6'3", he looked like, I don't know. I don't know the man's stats, but he a big dude. Aaron the Plumber built, but he like 5'11", 5'10", about a buck 90, 200 I give him. He gonna get dragged.
I
Leave that
think
shit alone, Aaron.
it'll be an
Fuck with you.
interesting fight. Yeah, if that weight difference is as big as you say, because I ain't too familiar with both of them, but if that weight difference is that big, then that do have to be taken into account. But I still, like, Aaron the Plumber is
He
one of
looked
the
at
dudes where it's like, it's about the fight and the dog. It's not about the size of the dog, it's the fight and the dog.
dog. The size matters too, man. That's why they got weight classes. You know what I mean? So that bullshit saying y'all been running with forever. You right. But in some cases, that's why they got weight classes.
No,
Let them do.
absolutely. And real life, like people that know how to fight for real, and any boxer tell you that, any boxer, MMA fighter, that weight matters. People that have that weight and know what to do with that weight is a little bit different than the untrained eye that's just on the streets. We just kind of getting on, we just talking about some shit. We're gonna go ahead and get into the valid or fuck out of here segment where we play some videos or we talk about a scenario and we talk about if that scenario is valid or the person in that scenario is valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. Hey, so that is this dude valid or should he get the fuck out of here?
My favorite activity. Who we talking about, valid? The man with the work clothes on?
Nah, my man that threw the girl in the pool. Is he valid or do he need to get the fuck out of here?
First of all, my man in the work vest need to get his ass back to work. He not valid. I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm like, my man got a work vest on. But nah, you at the pool, man. Everything's go, man. That's valid. I say it's valid.
I agree. And what made it even worse was my homeboy jumped in Why is this girl clapping like that, bro? And if I pull up to a spot and my girl clapping over some random dude jumping in the pool, oh, you going in there too?
That should make it even more valid.
But no, it looked like it was all that fun, right? I think that it was valid, so. But it's a deeper conversation that could be had, but I'm gonna keep it surface level right there.
Man, see where you're going at with that. It's up to you.
Pretty much where I'm going is, if you're sitting there, it was like a long time ago when B was talking about you got a one joke minimum. I think that kind of falls in the same lines of you got a one joke minimum. Because if you over there, you clapping, you enamored by some random dude jumping in the pool and you clapping, you going. If he can get your girl to clap, your girl gonna go.
You get it, a clap. He can, jeez, nah. Just, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I'm being honest with you. My girl want to be cheering for somebody. Like, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm being honest. I just have to leave it where it is, man.
I feel that.
I'm saying after you get to a certain age, I guess, man, like you start to look at it like, dog, you're really corny for that. Like, if you feel some type of way because your girl cheering for somebody else doing something, like the man might have did something crazy. Like, per se, you at the swimming pool and my man go off the diving board, hit a double flip, and fucking, you know what I mean? No splash. And she like, dang, that shit crazy. That shit was lit. I'm at the agree. Like, if it's legit, like, you know, you can sense certain things, you can tell, right? Like, you can kind of tell, like, you just laughing, he just cuz. And you like, yo, that shit's valid. I think that's valid.
I don't know, man. And call it toxic masculinity, call it what you want.
Fan perspective. So yeah.
Call it toxic, call it what you want. It's just, and these are all jokes, right? I mean, at the end of the day, my woman knows how to like, she knows how to act out in public. However, if you were the new girl and that new girl, let's just say y'all just know, like y'all just met each other, you're not necessarily dating yet. If she ain't at the pool clapping like that, to me, that's a red flag.
I'm the same. I guess I'm old, man. I'm past that shit. Being honest, man, I'm past it. Like, if you thought that shit was dope, that shit's dope. Because once you play like you want to go, you just go. Like, I don't know, man. I'm weird. I guess I don't know.
Now, it might be me. I might be the weird one, bro.
No, I'm just like, I put a lot of things into perspective now, man. Just like, age matters, man. Like, when motherfuckers be calling me old now at work and shit, and the shit that they be doing, I be looking at them like, yeah. You're right, man. I'll take my unc status. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got that knowledge. You can pass it on. That shit is a waste of time. What are you worrying about that shit for? She might legit think that shit was cool. Now she got to sit there like a robot and shit. Like, can't laugh. Go to the comedy club. Like, I can't laugh because this motherfucker gonna get mad.
No, all right. So now you done took that shit OD. We ain't talking about the comedy club, my nigga. We talk about basic activity. This motherfucker, all he did was jumped in the pool, bro. He jumped in the pool. What is you clapping for? That ain't even shit to clap for real.
It's not. I give you that.
I ain't gonna lie. It is some dudes that'll be like, yeah, don't laugh in, at the damn at the comedy show, man. But yeah, I don't know.
Mean, but that's it. And I get it. That's because that shit is a fact, though. If a dude gets your chick to laugh, he can laugh out them draws for the most part in a real way. Like,
Actually, so I played like that shorter video. I'm gonna play this one.
and I just want y'all to let me know if the name of the ice cream truck is appropriate. Okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes nowadays I feel like I'm too much. Somebody
Probably.
just like,
Probably dragging it.
I need y'all.
Okay.
Mr. Diggling, lady, run! Take off running down the street and call the police. There's no way he's making any sales with a freaked out business name like that. He's doing it for the love of the game. There's no telling what he'll do once you get up there. How are they just letting him operate in the city like that? And also, someone had to spray paint that onto the truck. They're all accomplices. I want everybody locked up. I would have took immediate action.
You said the ice cream truck is this way? Okay. Yeah, I'm in the mood for some ice cream. Wait. Doth my eyes deceive me? I think that says Mr. Ding-a-ling's ice cream. You knew? That's just how it goes in your neighborhood? I'm not buying ice cream from him. I hope you know that. You shouldn't have even brought me out here. It's unsafe. Wait, children, no, don't go up there. Wait.
I'm laughing at this first comment where it say Mr. Ding-a-ling's ice cream in a white van. Hey, so him naming the truck Mr. Ding-a-ling, is he valid? They need to get the fuck out of here.
He need to get the fuck out of here. And where the fuck, what city is that? That shit says it's been like that since the 1950s.
So, and the reason why I was going to kind of argue for the validity of it is because the song, you know, the ice cream truck song that they play, the name of the song is like Mr. Ding-a-ling or something like that. But just like they canceled Dr. Seuss for all them books and all that crazy shit that he was doing, they need to cancel that song. You run around with Mr. Ding-a-ling on your ice cream truck, I'm calling the cops, bro.
Hell yeah. Person, just like you said, that motherfucker was like in a white truck at that. Hey, Mr. Ding-a-ling, man. 50 years. I still want to know what neighborhood that shit in. Like, we have some like Mr. Softy.
Which is I ain't big. Gonna hold you. And I was getting ready to say Mr. Softy. Mr. Softy kind of fucking, he's kind of fucked up too. Now with older, maybe I'm immature. Maybe my brain's going backwards, right? But Mr. Softy on the ice cream truck was kind of fucking crazy too. Yeah, he needs to get the fuck out of here.
Holy shit. And I ain't never had the luxury to eat at them ice cream trucks anyway, so. Fuck.
Nah, that's how you knew who had money in the hood. You know, mm. Dudes used to buy, like, they used to go to the ice cream truck, buy everybody in the hood a quick little ice cream real quick. And that's how you knew who was selling the drugs and who wasn't.
Shit, at least they did that, man. You know what I mean?
That's they looking out for the community, you know?
That's valid. You sell a mom fucking crack, buy the kids ice cream.
You buy them ice cream so they want to look up to you and they want to be you.
No, I'm saying you selling the motherfucking kids mom crack. Well, parents crack. I ain't going to say mom because then y'all going to try to jump on me and shit. No, you know the crazy thing about fucking crackheads and crack dealers? You know, I used to know my homeboy, man. He used to sell crack to his dad. Crazy. This is facts.
And that's the game.
Sell your pops crack, bro. I'd be like, yeah, you get that shit from somewhere else, man. Even if I don't fuck with him, I get that shit from somewhere else.
I mean, unfortunately, bro, that's the game. Like, that's the game they used to play. It's just, they got to make the money, and you got to sell it to whoever's going to buy it.
Damn.
Literally fucking up households. Fucking up your own household is diabolical. But hey, but then again, he was going to get it from somebody. He might as well get it from you.
That's true. You might as well the money with your kid, man.
Hey, but back to Mr. Ding-a-ling. Get the fuck out of here.
That shit need to get all the way the fuck up out of here.
All right, moving on to our next one. And this young lady, she's at Burger King. I'm gonna go ahead and let this whole thing play.
I don't want it. Call whoever you call. Give me my money. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to stay here another minute. I want to go. I want to leave your restaurant before I turn it off. So I'm telling you, give me my money. I'm shouting at you because y'all stupid motherfuckers in here that don't have good service. Y'all very fucking nasty. For the first, I don't want this. Give my money. Give my money. Put it here.
Yep. Yeah. 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 dummy number one, dummy number two, and dummy number three. Look at her.
Hey.
Saucy.
Hey.
Look at her.
Give me mine. I got you $30.
So, the lady that went back there, is she valid, or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
You need to get the fuck out of here. I know, man. No. All right, so I was going to say she valid, but she knew this was like that. She clearly said it. She was like, y'all nasty, and y'all got bad service. So you trying to give your kids some nasty-ass food, and you want me to say you valid? You knew it was fucked up, and then you want to go in there? Nah, you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. Bad service, fucked up food, and you take your kids there? Okay. She need to get the fuck out of here. I thought she was valid at first that she said that. Like, you knew?
So, and I feel like you and I are both going to be the minority here, but I agree with you. I think she need to get the fuck out of here. Number one, you asking for a refund. Well, I don't know if they were going to give her a refund or not. To me, once she threw that hamburger at them people, she took that food and she threw it up in the air like that. I think that's when it escalated to a point of I'm not really on your side no more. It's kind of crazy that I don't know who opened that door. They got bulletproof glass in the establishment.
Well, they feel bold. That's why she threw that motherfucking drink in them kids' face.
That's. I feel like they all knew that she wasn't going to leave until she got her hands on them people. Because, well, it is messed up for you to throw the drink in the kids' face. The kids ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But you going back there, you putting hands on, that girl looked like she was about 16, 17. But then again, we talk about it all the time, how sometimes these kids got to learn hard lessons. And you learned a real hard lesson that day by throwing that drink in that baby's face and you not expecting to catch something from that. Actions have consequences, but that the lady that was up there putting hands on people, I still think she need to get the fuck out of here. That's not how you act. You call corporate and you don't sit there. You don't get into this whole argument with these people. You record the incident. You say, these people ain't giving me my money back for XYZ. And you send it to corporate and they give you your money back. Period. At that point, you weren't even trying to get your money back. You're trying to destroy equipment and do all this extra stuff.
Because, I mean, she probably did ask for one. Because you don't have to be sitting there yelling before the manager come over. But first thing, I would have been like, hey, man, I need a refund. This shit is not cooked. I showed up, not cooked, right? I need a refund. He'd have been like, nah, fuck that. You out of here. I'd be like, where's the manager, man? Let me talk to the manager, right? Talk to the manager. Be like, yo, my shit's undercooked, man. I just want a refund. Ain't nobody going to fucking give you no shit if you go into them respectfully. You see what I'm saying? I just need a refund, and I'm out of here. And then if that manager don't say shit, then you call corporate, right? You did all you could.
The crazy thing is, I think far too often we glorify this public, just these public humiliating like moments. I know a lot of people are coining that and saying that that's the way that you're supposed to handle that situation. That is not how you handle that situation at all. Because when you got two people, you got this person that's making minimum wage, it's been taking shit from people all day long. They work this bullshit job for these bullshit wages. You get that person, and you get this other person over here that's mad at their food undercooked. They're going through something. They got these kids that's been complaining the whole day. And these two hit each other. It's going to cause a big explosion. Somebody needs to step in there with a level head. I mean, period.
But then again, the reason why I said it was she's not bad. I mean, she needs to get the fuck out of here because she's perpetuating that. Because what those kids are going to see, mom over there acting the fuck up when she don't get her way, right? So when I don't get my way in a public place, published establishment, I'm going to act the fuck up too, right? Because the kid's only going to mirror what they see and who they respect. Just like you were saying with the dealers, man. They make you happy, you know what I mean? Buy you some ice cream and shit. Next thing you know, you want to be selling drugs. So that's why she need to get the fuck out of here. All right. I'm going to fuck what y'all said. We get the fuck out of here.
I agree. I 100% agree. In all honesty, I've been to places enough times. My food has been messed up enough times. I've never wanted to have that type of response or that type of interaction in any place. Like, I don't have those types of interactions with people. You know why? Because I don't act like that in public.
And the crazy thing is, man, when I go out with people and they're like that, I remember I went out with this chick one time, man, and she just, "Hey, my food is on the cookie. I need to take this back and finish cooking it." I was like, "You don't know what the fuck they about to do with that food. You feel so emboldened to talk shit to these people that's fucking with your food? That's crazy work. Like, my shit be undercooked all the time." And I'd be like, "Bet, and eat the shit out of this bloody ass steak." You know what I mean? Like, I like my shit medium, but sometimes that should be too bloody. You know what I mean? Because at first, I never used to like my shit medium. But I tried it, and I was like, all right, it's not bad. But
Now, medium is about, for me, that's where I eat my steak. Once you start stepping in that rare territory, when they undercook it just a little bit too much, and that shit is rare, yeah, I just real politely, and I say, hey, can y'all take it, like, just throw it on the grill just a little bit longer.
I'm eating it. I'm eating
I respect that.
it. I ain't sending shit back. I ain't never sending the food back. Never. Because who, the chef's gonna feel disrespected, right? And he gotta put that shit back on. Like, hey man, this is the product, right? The waiter is gonna feel, because you're giving them extra work. I ain't doing none of that. And I'm still tipping the motherfucker. And I'm out.
I still get a tip, but
Not sending shit back. I mean, I might tell them at the end when I'm walking out, like, hey, that shit was on the cook. Yeah, it's gone because I fucked it up, but it's just me, man. It's a me thing. I don't fuck with my stomach.
I feel it.
My stomach. I'm sending nothing.
I feel it completely. All right, we got one more about the fuck out of here. All right, so this text exchange. All right, so this dude says this DoorDash driver was utterly incompetent, so I went off on her. I'm hating competence. All right, so it starts off, it says, "Why are you having a hard time finding Vidara?" I'm guessing that's the neighborhood that they live in. The DoorDash driver replies and says, "There were a few closed off roads. I had to take a detour. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience." And then the person texts, "Are you back on track?" The driver says, "Yes." The person that's ordering the food says, "What's your ETA?" He says, 8:50. And I'm guessing 8:50 just passed, or he just said WTF, or what the fuck. All right, that's like 20 minutes past scheduled delivery. Come on, this is unacceptable. DoorDash driver says, "I just started DoorDash today and I'm new to Vegas. I'm so sorry. And you can take the tip back. I'm sorry." He then replies and says, I will also file a complaint to DoorDash, and totally unacceptable. The map shows you're barely moving. It shouldn't take this long." And she says, "There's no traffic. Like, you're barely moving." And then she sends a screenshot of the DoorDash driver and says, "What are you doing? I'm standing in front of Vidara." Black shirt and gray hat. Do better. I filed a formal complaint to DoorDash. And the DoorDash driver replies and says, "Okay." So it's funny because this the way X works now, or Twitter, it adds more context. So it says, "Aside from the constant construction in the Clark County area, the National Weather Service released a dust storm warning. The damage from this dust storm caused roads to close." So there were also roads closed at this time. The person that's going off on a DoorDash driver, are they valid or should they get the fuck out of here?
They need to get the fuck out of here. That DoorDash, hey, listen, that DoorDash delivery, that's good service right there. That's good service. And again, you over here playing with your motherfucking stomach. I'd have been out there putting my dick in your soda. Fuck around, play with me and shit. Put my old dick up in there, spit in that motherfucker. Probably put my toes in it.
It's just one of the things I think that we miss out on as a society now is we don't have any sympathy or empathy for anybody else. We automatically just think about how things are going to inconvenience us, and we don't think about the type of day that other people could be having. And I understand, sometimes that's not high on people's priority list, especially when you're ordering stuff from a service. But you never know what type, like this person, this is their first day on DoorDash. Who knows? They might have lost their job. Any number of things could have happened to this person while they had to start doing DoorDash, and you're the first order that they get to take. So, yeah, I mean, kudos to you. No, I'm lying. You need to get all the way the fuck out of here. You should give that person a tip. And they, honestly, I wish DoorDash kicked you right off of fucking DoorDash. Like, you are one of the worst types of people to have to work with and to work for. And I understand, you know, everybody, you know, you want to get your food in time. You want to make sure it's not cold and things of that nature. But if you order food during a fucking storm, you got to take that for what it is. I mean, and I'm going to add on to that. I'm going to add on a big fat eat a d-, all right? Which is probably what you did when they did their d- drink. So.
And that's why he was moving fucking slow. He's putting his big drink.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Pissing that bitch a little bit. Nasty. But nah, man. She can get the fuck out of here. Fucking Kate. Get ass out of here.
All right. So that concludes our Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment. I want to ask you, bro, how do you feel about the Caitlin Clark situation? About, you know, of course, she received more All-Star Game votes than every other person in the WNBA combined, one. The media voted her as the number three point guard in her position, but all the players in the WNBA voted her as the ninth best player in her position. Like, what's your takeaways from that? Do you think that they just hating on her, or do you think that like what they're saying is actually pretty is sound?
Man, listen, I really don't watch WNBA to that extent, but we all know Caitlin Clark is the big pull, right? I don't care what y'all think, right? Because a lot of people don't say it's because she's white, whatever she's doing, she's still balling. It's not like she's just out there and being white. She's the biggest pull in the WNBA. Like I said, I don't watch it to that extent, but that's all I see come across my feed consistently. And she's making them way more money than they ever had selling out the arena. She is fucking number one, regardless of what she's putting up. She's putting people in the seat. Again, I don't fucking know, bro. Right? You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, the person that is making you guys more money, that's allowing you guys to get charter flights now, that is putting more money in everybody's pockets collectively, I think that everybody should kind of ride that wave. And I understand, you know, when you're in the league and you feel like you're better than like that person, and, you know, I have more talent, I'm better, but the world won't allow me to showcase my talent. I understand that. I understand where that hatred comes from. But I feel like the WNBA should be rallying behind Caitlin Clark. I'm sorry. It's just, if this person is going to be the one that's going to get all y'all as a collective more money, by all means, do it. And for y'all to, well, that might actually, because I don't watch the WNBA either, right? They might actually be valid in saying that she's the ninth best point guard in the league, but don't nobody give a fuck about that. The girl's a draw. She's Steph Curry with a ponytail.
Exactly. But to be honest, though, like, everybody know that she's getting a pull, right? Everybody know it's because of her. And everybody give her the hardest play. I don't watch to that extent, but I do see the clips all the time. And everybody's trying to play her hard, right? Because they want to be the one to stop the great Hope. I'm not going to add into that, right? Because that's what people are saying. Not me. I think she's valid. I think she's number one. Because every night she gets the opponent's best. She gets the opponent's best, and she still rises to the occasion, right? She's the GOAT of the WNBA, bro. Go to the WNBA. I don't care what y'all say.
Yeah, even if the talent ain't necessarily there right now, which I do think that she's one of the better players, but this is from somebody who's uneducated and don't really watch the WNBA like that. But all I hear is Caitlin Clark, ride the wave. Ride the wave and, you know, just leave that young lady alone. Hey, I wanted to ask you, bro, because we were watching that video earlier. And we've talked about Remy Ma before. I just feel like She needs to just sit down somewhere, bro, and just leave people be. So I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna play this video that we watched a little bit earlier, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Turn around.
Like your mother's ugly?
Turn around. Turn around.
Like your
turn
mother's
around.
ugly?
We can do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
The same thing.
Oh, okay.
Just
oh.
fake watch.
Yeah, okay. We could test her right now.
Just fake
right now.
Just
right now,
watch.
Ugly. Everything.
Ugly
everything.
Bear.
Oh, you thought you was going to see
bear.
Something ugly, bitch. You
ugly
wasn't.
Bear.
But you
ugly
wasn't.
Bear.
But
ugly
you
bear.
wasn't.
No makeup.
But you
ugly
wasn't.
Bear.
Same here. You see
ugly
what's up? Same here. You see what's up? Oh, okay.
So, yeah, this raggedy ass fucking bitch, Remy, like, girl, like, you would have thought I did something to you. Realistically, I can never speak to my father again. I can never hug him. I can never kiss him. I can never say nothing else to him. You can see it, son. You can speak to him. You can hug on him. You can say whatever. The fact of the matter is that I see this fucking lady, and she's looking at me with a whole attitude. When I tell y'all ice grilling as if her son was the victim. Like, miss, where's your remorse? Like, where's your sorriness? Where's your sadness? Like, at the end of the day, I don't care what I go through with nobody. I would never want to see nobody die. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Like, bitch, nobody did nothing to you, you fucking gremlin. And you really acting like you mad about something. Ice grilling somebody. Ugly ass. Then you acting tough in front of a courthouse. Like, bitch, we're gonna go to jail. You've been to jail before. I'm sure you don't want to go back, bitch. Like, what are we doing here? Come around the corner. You're really not fucking tough. Like, bitch is mad pussy. Like,
you got anything you want to say about that, bro?
I don't know. I'm taking what Homegirl said. I think she's on point. Like, your son killed my dad. You giving me fucking attitude? I think Remy Ma just need to get some hands put on her. Some real shit. And she got too much fucking mouth and we ain't seen no action. So they need to do one of them celebrity fights and shit. Get somebody to beat her ass. Maybe she'll calm the fuck down. I don't know.
She keep talking to Clarissa Shields crazy, and that'll be the one.
She need fucking hands put on her, man. I bet you she'll never fight though. I bet you she'll never fucking get into it with nobody. She looks like one of those. Just I like to fucking talk and be the center of attention. I mean, that shit making me start to put papooses in. Like, was I talking shit too soon? My bad, pal. I don't fucking know. She need hands put on her though.
I mean, I'm not gonna go that far and say she need hands put on her, but somebody need to pull her to the side and say, "Hey, like, what are you doing? I mean, this is not doing anything good for your public image, right? And y'all got this whole divorce thing going on. Your son killed someone. He took someone's life allegedly. I mean, or he was convicted in court, so I don't know if it's alleged at that point. But if your son took that woman, like, why are you looking at her? You need to. I wouldn't even look in that young woman's direction if I know that that's the daughter of the man whose life my son took. And that's just me as a father. I couldn't see myself, you know, my family wronging somebody else's family and taking someone else's family member from them and me having some type of animosity toward that person. I think that's weird. And yeah, I just think somebody needs to really sit Remy Ma down, and a conversation needs to be had. But I mean, that's all I really got to say about that. I'm checking my list to see if I got anything else. Unless you got anything you wanted to add, bro.
You just strike me as fucking just a fucking a ghetto ass chick that just happened to meet someone that shouldn't have. That's who she reminded me of. Somebody that should not have made money. Let me clarify all that, what I just said.
I do got one more video, right? So I know you, like, you're a man. So, of course, us as men, we don't really worry too much about birthdays and stuff like that, right? But let's just say, you know, you're celebrating your birthday. You're having a good time. And, you know, you're just chilling. Vibing with everybody at the party and whatnot. And all of a sudden, they bring out your cake. But then once they bring out your cake, you go ahead and you see.
I don't like how you're setting that up. All that preamble before it starts. About to be something crazy. They finish though. Before they bring out your cake.
Here, I gotta show you the picture that I was talking about. I just wish I could have queued it up. It would have been a lot better without the long pause in between. All right, here we go. With your birthday, they bring out the cake. You got Krishan Rock eating your cake with her bare hands. What you doing?
You say what I'm not doing?
Yeah, what you doing?
I wouldn't even know, bro.
I'm kicking her right out the party, bro.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
Like, why you got your nasty ass fingers in my cake? I don't know where the fuck your fingers, man. Get out.
I mean, definitely they leaving, man. Damn, man. Motherfuckers just be haters for no reason. Like, that's some corny shit. Like, you just got your hand in my cake, bro. I don't know. That's like motherfuckers, you know, not to ever, like me personally. That's who I am, though. I'll never fuck with that motherfucker again. What are you trying to do? Like, you know what I mean? What are you trying to do? I don't know. I don't even know what I'll do, man. I'll be cussing like a motherfucker. I know that.
Like, I know it's a knife sitting somewhere, bro. Like, why in the fuck you got your hands in the cake? I will never understand that. Like, what type of uncivilized situation are you fucking living in where you sticking your whole hand in my cake?
That's great.
It's odd, bro. Odd behavior.
I don't know what to say. That shit crazy. All
right, so what you got to say to the people?
Man, it's I don't know. I mean, Caitlin Clark is the number one point guard. Allen Iverson is still the best basketball player to put on shoes. I don't care what y'all say. All right, so that's what I'm gonna say. AIU's a bug anyways, man. You're going to say Michael Jordan. I see you do Mike. I see you piece Jordan up, man. Don't sell me out, though. Let me stop, man. I'm not going for partner. That's all I got, man. I ain't got nothing for you guys, man.
All right, so first and foremost, I want to say thank you to Mac for showing up. All right, he had a very eventful weekend, and he was still able to show up on this podcast, so I appreciate you, bro. I want to say thank you to Pat. I want to say thank you to my wife. I want to say thank you to everybody that watches this podcast. All right, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, show us some love. Give us some content to talk about. All right, because we want to talk about it. All right. And lastly, I want to leave y'all with, don't go to Burger King expecting great fucking service. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.